right, Vince Gill getting choked up from Patti Loveless singing a tribute to George Jones. George Jones to the country world was iconic, beyond the country world, actually. He was known for a long list of hit records and his marriage to Tammy Wynette. For the last 20 years of his life, he was referred to as the greatest living country singer. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So he was an American, no doubt about it. And, of course, George Jones dying April 26th at the age of 80. In August of 2012, it was announced that at the conclusion of his 2013 tour, he would retire to spend more time with his family. So he did spend a little more time with his family, but he still was doing the tour thing. So how about that? He was traveling with the help of his fourth wife. And this was a guy that was wildly popular to country music people, and that's probably part of Vince Gill getting choked up. Since we're down that road, Brad Paisley had his own thing to add to George Jones and why so many people really revered him in the country world.
He is an inspirational story to all of us. If that man can live to 81 years old, all of us can fight against the things that bring us down.
All right, so at the top here of America Tonight, we've got a couple of interesting twists and turns when it comes to Benghazi and when it comes to the Boston bombers. First, we start with the Benghazi situation, and now what this review is showing, this review panel, is saying that, you know, first of all, special ops called for backup in the attack. We know that they wanted help. We know that they were asking for more backup, more backup, more backup. And there was definitely a disconnect with the State Department. The White House never gave military permission to cross into Libya. That was part of the deal. Even on the night of the terror attacks, the special ops themselves put out multiple calls for available military and other assets to be moved into a help spot. Because when you're on the ground, what do? You depend on the people that are giving you the air support, too. But when there's nothing and there's no one to rescue, that's got to be a pretty brutal feeling. And that's what it must have been like for the ambassador, sadly, Chris Stevens, and three others, all four Americans killed September 11th of last year. There was no contingency plan. There was no plan. Under normal circumstances, authorities in Benghazi would have fallen under the chief of mission, the person in charge of security in the country, who in this case was Stevens. But once he was cornered and the members of his security detail pushed his distress button, then that would have transferred to his deputy. So it was certainly a nightmare from the beginning. And the other piece of news that has happened here is the fact that Al-Qaeda, there is links to this attack with three members of Al-Qaeda, which is initially was suspected and thrown out there, but dismissed. So the thing that's also incredible is that the U.S. hired Al-Qaeda, an Al-Qaeda-linked group, to defend the mission, and we see where that all ended up. And it's terrible when you see the pictures of what happened there. There's just absolutely no way they were surviving this. No backup situation, asking for more people, all of that. But the Libyan military group that the State Department hired clearly had Al-Qaeda sympathies, and which is the concern. Did they tip somebody off? They had displayed the Al-Qaeda flag on a Facebook page for months before the attack. The organization is the February 17th Martyrs Brigade, and they were supposed to do security at that spot, but there's no indication that they did on September 11th. several entries on the Facebook page openly profess sympathy for al-Sharia, the hardline Islamist extremist group, blamed for the deadly attack on the mission. Wow, is it, you know, just another terrible, sad twist of fate for the ambassador and the others who were there, not expecting that this was what was going to befall them, certainly. We move to Benghazi. We move from Benghazi, actually, on to something else that you might find a little bit surprising, or maybe not. The bombing brothers apparently had a different mission in mind other than the Boston Marathon. And we're talking about the Tamerlan and Jokar, the two brothers. We're talking about the idea that they really were looking to plan an attack on 4th of July, but instead the Sarnoff brothers ended up bombing the marathon, as all of you know, even setting off bombs, suicide bombs, on the 4th. And, of course, the Boston Pops and how big the celebration is, it would have been the perfect place for them to try to do that. Somehow the decision was made that, yeah, look at the marathon, all the people in town, let's go in this direction instead. Let's go here. In the meantime, the president on the road talking about and to Mexico and talking to the Mexican leader Enrique Peña Nieto, talking about reducing violent crime and a slew of other things as well, including the trade issue. Here's the press.
We're going to be working to deepen our economic and trade relationships across Latin America, relationships that create jobs and growth here at home, and offer our businesses growing markets where they can sell more American-made goods and services abroad.
All right, goods and services abroad. Does that mean more people are going to work in those plants that are abroad? You know, there's also a lot of those plants, by the way, in Mexico. All right, shocking story at the tail end of the week. Somebody asked me what I thought of Jamestown today. The settlers turned to cannibalism in 1609 because they had no choice. The recent excavation at the site revealed not just the remains of dogs, cats, and horses eaten by settlers during cold, starving time in the awful, awful years, beginning years of Jamestown, but the bones of a girl known to researchers simply as Jane. So this is the first direct evidence of cannibalism at Jamestown, the oldest permanent colony in the Americas. I've actually been there. It's right by Williamsburg. It's an interesting place to see, but wow, who knew, right? You had to assume with what was going on there, but lots of people talking about cannibalism. We're kicking it up next, and not going to the movies. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Fans of teen horror should take a look at The Wicked. A group of teenagers test the legend of an immortal witch and get more than they bargain for. With a fresh ensemble cast, The Wicked is directed by Peter Wittner. In a city rife with injustice, ex-cop Billy Taggart seeks redemption and revenge after being double-crossed and then framed by its most powerful figure, the mayor. Broken City stars Russell Crowe and Mark Wahlberg. Tobey Maguire stars in The Details, when a family of raccoons discover worms living underneath the sod of Jeff and Neely's backyard. This pest problem begins a darkly comic and wild chain reaction of domestic tension, infidelity, and murder. After spending 8 months in a mental institution, a former teacher moves back with his parents and tries to reconcile with his ex-wife. Silver Linings Playbook has one of the most diverse casts I've seen. Academy Award winners Jennifer Lawrence and Robert De Niro, funny man Chris Tucker, and 70s Aussie soapy star Jackie Weaver. This week's cult classic, Dune, is loosely, and I do mean loosely, based on the Frank Herbert novel. Written and directed by Aussie David Lynch, who brought an esoteric vision of Paul Atreides, son of murdered Duke Leto, who, with the help of the Spice Menage, rises up to be the savior of the desert Fremen people and defeat the evil Baron Harkonnen and the court of the Padishah Emperor. While the script deviates in so many ways from Herbert's original text, the movie is still quite watchable. The power pop rock of 80s group Toto adds a level of drama beyond the reach of the script and ties it all together. For what is basically a low-budget movie, the cast was stellar. Kyle MacLachlan, Sean Young, Patrick Stewart, Linda Hunt, and for his first acting role, frontman of the Police Sting, does a great job as the ultimate nasty, Fade Rauther. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
All right, great job, Jack. Thanks for that one. Our man from Down Under with his DVD reviews. We move from the DVD to the big screen, and there is nothing hotter, bigger, more talked about, folks, than Iron Man 3. Check it out.
Tony Stark. I build neat stuff. I got a great girl. And occasionally, save the world. So why can't I sleep?
You elected me on a single platform. I will defend this country at all costs. must be stopped.
You don't know who I am. You'll never see me coming.
What are you going to do about these attacks?
The whole world's going to be watching.
The question, where is Tony Stark?
Things are different now. I have to protect the one thing that I can't live without. That's you.
Mr. Stark. Today is the first day of what's left of your life.
Go!
I'm going to offer the choice. Do you want an empty life or a meaningful death?
You're not a man. You're nothing more than a maniac.
I'm not afraid of you. No politics here. Just good old-fashioned revenge.
We do need backup.
That's your department.
Here's my boys.
There you go, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. 3 is awesome for him. It's going to be just huge in the United States. You know it, over 300 million overseas. You get the premise, he's got to always save the world. What happens, the twists and turns, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, just that it sounds really, really interesting. Let's move from the definite layup in the box office hit to Generation
You just get to a point where your disappointment in yourself becomes so much bigger than your parents' disappointment in you.
Wait, how old are you anyway?
I'm going to keep this stuff to myself.
Do you think John is hot?
Bro, you got to grab that booyah where you can before some other dumbass grabs it away from you.
Drinks! Shut up!
You're so stupid.
Lizzie wants to know if you would like to go to a party tonight, John.
Is that a camera?
Let me ask you a question.
Ask the question.
If we were to take a look at all the people you've been intimate with.
Just don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I'm not discussing that.
You're being totally confusing.
Welcome to my life.
It'll be madness!
It gets worse when you get older.
All right, Generation you know, not what I thought it was about, but one that is getting a little bit of praise on the independent blogs as kind of a must-see. I would say that this is a must-see for many people who like that kind of film when it comes out on video. It's downtown New York, point of view of a driver for an escort service. He's withdrawn. He's aging out of his young guy status. Keanu Reeves is the star. Could be interesting, but I'd wait for the DVD. All right, the next one is called The Iceman.
Roses are red, violets are blue. My Annabelle is as golden as the light of the moon.
What's this?
You think I'm a spoiled brat?
You like to be taken care of. There's nothing wrong with that.
I like the way you take care of me.
You're a family man now?
A wife? Kids? Who are you kidding?
Closing the lab. Sorry, but you're out of a job. You can follow orders. You got everything to gain. If you don't have it in you, now's the time to say it.
Thank you.
without leaving witnesses at a murder scene.
I don't kill women or children.
I have loose ends now.
All right, kid, that's it. Go on home. We'll close.
You got a second?
So, is it my lucky day or my last?
I want to be my partner.
You take care of the details. Guy does the hit.
Might as well look out for each other, right?
You doing hits behind my back? I can't imagine what you've been telling them, thinking their dad's a decent guy.
I'm really proud of you, Richie.
Our paths cross again. I'm gonna bury your whole family.
Dad?
Be afraid of.
I didn't know I was supposed to be afraid.
No, please!
What are you doing? You praying?
You think God's gonna save you? You told me to come down and stop me. I guess God's busy.
Don't!
All right, so how about that? Actual events, they follow the notorious contract killer Richard Kolinsky from his early days working for the mob through his arrest for the murder of over 100 men. How about that? Winona Ryder, James Franco, Ray Liotta, Michael Shannon, all part of that cast. That could be kind of intriguing, I would think. But still, I would wait for DVD. So if I were going to the movies, I'm sorry, hands down, Iceman wins. If you go to the movies, send us a cheap movie review. Could win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. You know where to send it, AmericaTonight.net. Iron Man. That's what I mean. Iron Man.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for add into your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventor's information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
You don't like the idea of any kind of an ID card. I understand. All right, let's head over to the thing I like to call my mailbag right now.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Can we hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
I love Simon Says, and I was always crappy at it as a kid because I was kind of shy, believe it or not. You know when somebody's shy and then all of a sudden, when they're older, they have an outgoing personality. I was that person. So, as a kid, I wasn't good at Simon Says. It was my weakest game. I was better at did you ever play the 7-Up game when you were a kid? I was pretty good at the 7-Up game. All right, all of you are great at the game called Send Me Your Thoughts. Because every time I say, listen, you want to vent, you're at work, I know, you can't shoot me an email. Or you listen to me because you go to GCNlive.com and you download, which if you're listening to me for the first time, you can download the Kate Delaney app, meaning you can listen at your leisure. You can listen if you're yawning, you had a long day, you're not staying up late, you're not hanging with us, or you're in another country, and you want to ride le train or whatever, you can do that. You can do that. No sweat. It's just like this email that I got, and this pretty much this sums it up, this message here from Ed Bozier, who says, "Hi, Kate. I happened to catch your show by accident while working the night shift. Love it. Like your train of thought. I will be listening every time I can. I usually work daytime. Keep up the good work." So if you're like Ed, you can do the download thing. I get it. Let's move on to this one from Fred. I like the name Fred. Fred, listening in, he says, Iowa. Yo, Kate Delaney. I have to ask you this question. You know, we're really putting ourselves in a very tangled spot. I know you're not big government, and I've heard you say many, many times you're more for state rights than anything else, and I have to say, I agree with you. The bottom line is this, Kate. If you had to rely on help from somebody in the government, do you think you could count on that help, or would you turn to your friends and your community first? Well, here's the problem with that, Fred. It's very vague what you're saying. What kind of help are you referring to that I need? But I'll tell you this. If I were in a situation where, let's say, it's some kind of natural disaster, something happens, oh, I'm definitely reaching out to the community, my friends, whatever. I'm taking action. I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting. Oh, somebody's going to come help you. Don't worry. Sit on top of the roof or wait for help. No, 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 no. No waiting for this girl. Uh-uh. I would take matters into my own hand because I think from covering news when I did television journalism and from doing these talk shows and talking to over 12,000 people and a lot of them in security fields and stuff, I realize you got to own that responsibility. You just can't wait. Hey, somebody might help me from the government. I might get a ride on the back of the truck when everything's exploding around me. You know, who knows? But I would take it upon myself to be the vigilant one and my family and friends. So in that scenario, that's my answer. I would look to do something first. Absolutely. And here's one from Jacob who says, hey, I heard you rapping the other day about the three dudes who got picked up for helping Jokar Snarnev, their pal, when they recognized his photo that the FBI put out a couple of days after the Boston Marathon. You said what kind of guys wouldn't turn their friend in when they realized that he had killed people and wounded so many in a terrorist act. Why would they take his stuff and try to hide it, try to help him? What a stupid thing to do. If you know anything about deep friendship, you know that you would never cross that line. If I had a friend, I have to be honest, in that same situation, and I recognized him on TV and he was running from the cops for something he did, even if it was a terrorist kind of thing, I would go and help him. Is it wrong of me to say that? Maybe, but I have a posse that I'm really tight with, and I would not break that bond. It's disturbing on some levels because here's the thing. I have a lot of tight friends where I have their back and they have my back and they have and I have. I can't imagine the feeling of, and these are young guys. I mean, it's not like they're 50-year-old men. They've been friends for their entire life, starting in kindergarten, whatever. But they had hung out for a year, but they were hanging out a lot. Okay, I get it. This is a terroristic thing. They blew up bombs. They killed a little boy. They killed two other women. They took the limbs off the people of countless amounts at the finish line. And you want to stick up for that friend that's been a friend for about a year? No way. Just no way. Plus, your own skin. There's one case where that's not so much a rat. You want to talk about just sinking your own fates and fortunes. I mean, here's one thing. They see his picture, they send an email to him, then they ignore him. But then they take it to a whole different level and go to his room and take his stuff. Where they knew it, the powder's out of all the fireworks, they're empty fireworks, they have the laptop, I mean, they knew, come on. And they did know, because they saw his photograph, so they're aiding there. That's evidence. Even though, do we not think that Jokar Snarnev was the guy, along with Tamerlan, of course, but in a court of law, you have to have all of your evidence and your ducks in a row. That's just how it is. You just can't you can't just accuse someone, boom, that's it. Okay, hey, then you're guilty. You know, we have a different form of justice in this country. So taking evidence, destroying evidence, getting rid of evidence, not a good thing. And if you have friends like that and you're willing to protect them, I got to question that, Jacob. I have to say that these aren't the kind of friends in this situation that you would help. I mean, you're not covering for your buddy because he broke up with one girl and he's out with another and he hasn't told the first one. You're not doing that. Or you're not covering for your buddy who wasn't supposed to drink, got smashed, and you let him crash on your couch and drove him home the next day. You know, that's way over the top. All right, I got this one from Harry, who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I chuckle when you call yourself the pole princess, and you know why I'm saying that. But there is a poll that I happen to come across that showed that 29% of voters think an armed revolution might be necessary in the next few years in order to protect liberties. What do you make of that? Wow. Well, I mean, do I want to wake up and see that everybody's armed up because we have no choice? Boy, I hope not. I don't really want to live in that world. And maybe I like living in my bubble where we continue to thrive in those freedoms. But I understand distrusting the government. I understand the suspicion. This Fairleigh Dickinson University poll that you're talking about, I believe, is the one where they say that a third of registered voters, 29%, they flush out a little bit more, think that this is going to happen. They did it in their public mind explored perceptions. This is a poll from the university's public mind explored perceptions regarding Congress's latest gun control push and then the Sandy Hook massacres on the heels of that. So they were looking to get some answers. The poll showed 50% of voters still believe Congress should pass laws to protect the public from gun violence. 39% say the opposite. There's a huge partisan divide. Among Republicans, 65% don't want to see new laws as necessary. And, you know, we're looking at the applications for gun permits. They're hitting record highs. Retailers have ammo flying off the shelves. Gun owners are worried about new gun laws. And that's why, you know, they're thinking, geez, maybe a revolution is on the horizon. And I hope we don't see that. I hope there isn't a revolution. But I hope that's not necessary. One thing that is necessary is to be aware of how your congressperson and your senator's voting. It's easy to be distrustful of government. I get it. But if more people knocked down the doors of government, some things would happen, meaning it only takes 25 people to get a senator or a congressman to pay attention to what it is you want them to pay attention to. And if you know that, build a tree, you know, a call tree, and have people call, have people send emails, and oh, what a difference that would make. Ooh, give them something meaty. Give them something, a reason to pay attention to whatever it is. That's the big problem. So there you go. Moving along, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's time to count the numbers, baby, as we go to We Can Count. Count is this one. The two brothers suspected of carrying out the deadly attacks in the Boston Marathon, guess what, had originally planned to set off their bombs on July 4th. A source says Tamerlan and Jokar Sarnev advanced the date of their attack. They just decided to do it 2 days or so in front of the marathon. But originally the plan was to wait until July 4th.
Cliche, this, man.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a day where Americans are celebrating their freedom and I'll show them. So that's what the plan was. Sadly, that would have happened at the Boston Pops. Listen, the Boston Marathon was ugly. It was nasty. It was sickening to watch what happened. And it would have been equally as awful if that attack had gone out on July 4th. But, wow, what a weird twist of fate. All of a sudden they're talking about July 4th, we're planning. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, that's right, marathon. Let's do the Boston Marathon instead. Let's do that. By the way, a quick aside here, Tamerlan Sarnev, his body was claimed on behalf of his family on Thursday. The body had been kept at a Boston funeral home for more than a week. So what happens with it and all that kind of stuff, you know, we don't know all of that because they're being really elusive about it. Where's the body been taken and whatever. That's in the wind for now anyway. And Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who followed his big brother through all of this, is charged, as we all know, with the crimes in connection with the bombing that could carry the death penalty if convicted. And he's still in a prison medical spot in Massachusetts now at this point. All right, some more numbers. After only 8 days of its release, Iron Man 3 has already surpassed the $300 million mark at the international box office. How about that? Yeah, $300 million. Surpassed it. That's crazy. And a part of this is, they say, China, the business in China, the film earned 21.5 million yesterday, the best opening day in box office history. So there's the Chinese like the Iron Man series, and the breakdown, I was looking at this, there's a breakdown country by country, and besides China, you know, the largest, Korea, 27.6 million, Mexico, 26.8, the UK, 26.8, Australia, 21.6, and then down the line from there, Italy, 14.5 million, Germany, 3.1 million, German's not as much into it, Indonesia, 7.5 million, so just imagine, as this opens up this weekend, how much money Iron Man 3 is going to rake in. Boy, talk about a turn of fate. Robert Downey Jr., who was in so much trouble, who had trouble with drugs, rehab, the cops, everything, a big game changer for him and the whole Iron Man series. I mean, really, it has just completely turned his life around, even his financial fate around in a very, very big way. I can't wait, by the way. I'm kind of geeky for that stuff. I like espionage movies. I like, you know, some action movies, and this would fall into that superhero action movie kind of thing. And so Iron Man 3, I'm all over it. California wildfire has consumed 8,000 acres, they say. That happened in just a mere 5 hours. So it is the season, and it's already started out in a pretty nasty way. When you have the high winds, Santa Ana winds that 25, 30 mile an hour, springs fire in Ventura County, the weather condition, that's where it was, with they were just awful. They had to use the air tankers and helicopters to drop water because ultimately they ground the air tankers, so they had to go to the choppers. They were using both. They had to go to the choppers pretty much almost completely. The fire was 10% contained as of Thursday evening, and the evacuation of hundreds of homes along an area where Ventura County, where they're seeing the fire just eating everything in its path. And despite the fact that you have a lot of really good firefighters out there, there's only so much you can do, and that's when the wind really, really plays tricks on the people who are trying to put that, are trying to put it out, frankly, because it's just so tough to do that. You can barely see, and you're stumbling around in the clouds and the smoke and the haze, and yeah, it's an awful situation. But 10% is better than zero. That's for sure. This is a big deal. The garment factory, remember that in Bangladesh, that. Just awful. The collapse of that, where it killed 437 people. It was there in Bangladesh, and there were 2,400 survivors that were pulled from the rubble underneath it, which is actually a little bit amazing. So now they're rebuilding, and Disney pulled out of the Bangladesh factories, by the way. The prime minister is saying Bangladesh is still a good investment, and they're talking about the formation of a committee to improve safety after that building collapse. That was awful to see those pictures, because 112 people were killed, and this happened at this Bangladesh fire that happened in the Tazarine Fashions Factory, which happened in November. And then they had that fire in Pakistan that killed 260-some garment workers last September. And the reports that you kept hearing, there were only 18 inspectors that were overseeing the safety conditions in 100,000 garment factories in and around the capital city. And, yeah, never a good thing. There's not enough people to go around. So, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And, you know, what the building collapsed. They predict the building would collapse. Their cracks appeared on the walls. They told workers not to enter it. And, unfortunately, the owners of the factories put pressure to labor to enter. And then we see, you know, the rest, sadly, is history. Because the garment industry accounts for 77% of Bangladesh exports. It's a $20 billion industry, and I mean billion-dollar industry for the nation. Amazing. And so what do you think they're going to do at the first chance? That's why they're... The good news is they're rebuilding, and safety is a top concern. The bad news is how quickly they're building it. I mean, it's just flying up like you wouldn't believe it. So I would question some of the materials and how safe ultimately it is for the people to go back in eventually. I would think they would really be careful because they don't want any more bad publicity. That's We Can Count this time around anyway.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.